Stand by for Vanguard Radio, investigative exclusive from Craig Cobb.
Hello?
Mrs. Monestal, is Mark home, please?
Who's calling?
This is Craig Cobb of Vanguard Radio, ma'am, and I had read what he said online, and I'm so pleased to see a man stand up for his family, and...
I'm sorry, but I'm not taking calls at this time, and Mark's not available at the moment.
Well, could you at least relay a brief message, ma'am? Would you kindly ask him to visit our website? We broadcast, and he could see us at VNN Forum, vmmnnforum.com. And I just want to say we're very sorry for this terrible loss your family's had, ma'am, at the hands of this beast. And I appreciate that he is helping the people of this country, the white people of this country, by saying what he said.
I can't talk anymore.
Thank you, ma'am.
Captain Nafosky.
Captain Nafosky, this is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio. Thank you for speaking with me, sir. I wanted to call and ask about the Lindsay Bonestall case and to see what Mr. James E. Cook, Jr., I believe, his current bail is.
I don't believe there's any bail.
He hasn't been before a judge?
Yeah, he's been initially on the home invasion. It was 63.
Right, I was aware of that. But
then afterwards, when he was charged with the homicide, there was no bail.
I understand. And it looks as if your department is looking now at arranging around $275,000 of your finances, of your budget, to put more officers on the street. Is that correct?
Yes. Right.
And how's
That's
that going?
Additional officers. That was approved by city council to staff 5 more officers for the police department.
Yes, sir. And Mr. Cook was a convicted felon already, is that right?
I can't comment about his previous record.
Oh, because it's out of state, or you just can't comment as
no,
a
matter? No, it's just our policy not to comment on people's criminal record.
I understand, yes. I did read online that you said that this kind of crime is quite unusual in Newark, and yet, you know, when I looked it up, Captain Nafosky, I saw that the rate of violent crimes in Newark, Delaware, is 462 per 100,000 versus 276.28 in the U.S. overall.
Mm-hmm.
So that would seem, gosh, that's around 80 plus percent, it looks like, higher, roughly. And, of course...
There's Newark, city of Newark, and then there's there's an outlying community, and it's Newcastle County's jurisdiction that... Mm-hmm. Is also Newark, so I don't know if I can't comment on those statistics.
Yes. Do a lot of communities in our country these days have problems with crack cocaine and burglaries and thefts and crystal methamphetamine?
Mm-hmm.
Is the alleged suspect in this case involved in that in any way, or can you not comment on that?
I can't comment on that.
I see. And I saw that Mr. Mark Bonestall was down there, and it looks as if you helped him out very much. He seemed quite angry at this. Is that unusual in these kind of cases? I saw Mr. Bonestall.
Angry at who?
Angry at the perpetrator. I mean,
I think that would be a common feeling.
It's common, but I see that, for instance, people say oftentimes, well, we're even the victim's families will be willing to somewhat forgive, say we're praying for him. In extreme cases, they will say that. Mr. Bonestall, on the other hand, seems quite willing to speak out very directly.
Well, again, I can't comment for anything Mr. Bonestall has said.
Yeah. Do you know, sir, that the Department of Justice in this country says that blacks are 7 times as likely to murder as whites?
Sir, I'm not going to comment on that either.
Well, that's on a federal website, the Department of Justice website.
Well,
and if you look in the FBI's Uniform Crime Reports, it also says that. And a lot
What newspaper are you with?
I'm with Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network. Does it seem odd to you that I bring up federal statistics that we pay for them to put them online?
No.
You probably never had the media tell you that before, have you?
Well, in fact, I have. Well,
you have? But it's just too touchy to talk about, even when beautiful white girls like Miss Bonestall are murdered?
Conversation.
I beg your pardon?
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling Payless.
Hello. Is Crystal there, please?
Yes. Hold on. Hello?
Hi, Crystal. This is Craig Cobb of Vanguard Radio, the Vanguard News Network, miss.
Yeah.
And I'm calling because we've read that James E. Cook was working at the University Branch store on the day Lindsay Bonestell was murdered. And I wondered if I could ask.
I don't know if he was working here the day he was murdered.
Uh-huh.
She was married, but he worked here for one day.
Oh, did he? Did he like to listen to hip-hop music? What was he like?
Yes.
I guess he did?
I only seen met him once, and from what I understand or what he how he presented himself to me,
yes,
he was a very good guy. I mean, to me, he told me himself that he was trying to correct his life, trying to raise his family. He wasn't trying to do anything wrong. He did mention he was getting out of jail, but...
Yeah, they say he spent 6 years in jail, Crystal.
Yeah, he told me that, but he said he just got out and he was trying to better himself.
So I guess Payless Shoe Source knew he was a felon when they hired him, right?
I don't know. You would have to ask the manager that.
Yes. And you were saying he liked hip-hop music?
Yes.
How could you tell in just one day?
Just because he would sing all the time in the back.
He was?
Yeah.
He was musical, huh?
Yeah.
What did he sing? What were his favorite songs? I mean, 50 Cent
really?
Or what?
Nah, he just really sang whatever came on the radio.
And what would that be, like DMX, 50 Cent, or Snoop Dogg, or what?
I don't know if you've ever been in Payless, but we don't play that kind of music. We just play regular, everyday hip-hop, R&B.
Oh. Could he dance well, too? Was he dancing back in the back?
He wouldn't really have the time to dance. He worked a lot.
But just on that one day, you just met him that one day, right?
Yeah, and me and my sister took him home the day. But he was funny.
Uh-huh.
He made jokes a lot, but he wasn't a really bad person that I knew.
Sure. I guess he had 3 children, right?
Well, he had told everyone that worked here he had 9.
He had 9 children?
That's what he told everyone that worked here.
So he's pretty proud of it, was he?
Yeah.
And how many different women do you think he had on the bar?
He only mentioned 2 to me. I don't know their names. I don't remember.
Well, one of them online says Rochelle. Did you meet Rochelle?
No.
Didn't see his children out in the yard playing when you took him home?
No, everyone was in the house. It was a very quiet neighborhood when I was there.
Well, did he mention if his girlfriends were white or black or...
No.
Or his wife's?
Anything.
He didn't. But he had 9 children. Did he have them all in his house or just scattered around?
He didn't say. He just said that he had 9 children he was trying to take care of.
And how long had he been employed, do you know?
He was talking about he had odd-and-end jobs. He never mentioned what they were. So since he got out of jail, he was doing something. I can't tell you what. He never told me. Like I said, he only worked in this Payless for 1 day.
No, I understand. But, you know, even one day you can have you've had quite a brush with, I mean, when you think about it, don't you think, gosh, I wonder what he would have put his sights on me? It must have entered your mind.
No, not really.
Not at all?
No. I know my sister, she didn't like him.
Why didn't she like him?
I don't know. She just said she had a vibe about him. She was going to put him out on the side of the road.
I guess you're a white girl, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And did he didn't ask you out in that one day or anything, did he?
No.
No. Would you have gone if he had?
No.
Oh. Well, I just wondered because he sounded like he made a pretty, you know, all in all, a pretty innocuous and good impression upon you.
Yeah, he did.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like hip-hop yourself? Do you watch a lot of MTV? You do?
Yeah.
And how can you tell? I mean, here's a guy that's been accused of a heinous murder. I guess he burnt Lindsay and left her in the bathtub. And there was some writing on the wall. Are you guys talking about that?
No.
There's some kind of writing. I don't know what was
that's
in blood.
That's what I heard, too, but I don't know what it would say or anything like that.
Right. Well, maybe it said, I had a good time.
Yeah, probably. I know.
Well, look.
Like I said, he jokes a lot. He talks a lot.
He jokes a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think
he's very good at his job, though.
He was very good?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a people person, you might say, huh?
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Well, you know what they say is those psychopaths are really convincing when, you know, really have the gift of gab. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, it was just a total shock when I heard.
A total shock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it wouldn't make you think twice about when you meet somebody else under that kind of circumstance? Or you just can't be scared of everything, huh?
Yeah. I wasn't really scared or anything. I was just like, it was a shock. I didn't think he would do that. He didn't seem like that type of person.
Is your sister older than you or younger?
She's younger.
She's younger, but she's got the vibe, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
But we also heard a comment he had made, which was, at the time it didn't mean anything to me, but now he said he was going to be famous one day and we would remember him.
And he said that on the self-same day he worked there?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And what did he mean by that? Did you ask him what he meant?
No idea. Probably the lottery.
The lottery?
Yeah, he went and played lottery today.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's accused of playing a pretty serious lottery with this beautiful young co-ed.
Yeah.
So to speak.
It is the same, but I doubt Payless had anything to know about it.
Well, maybe he lied and they didn't do any background check that he was a, maybe he didn't tell him he was a felon. Do you think Payless has any idea or has any plans to make some sort of fund for the Lindsay Bonestell's family? Or?
Like I said, I really don't know about that. You would have to ask the manager of Payless or the director.
Well, maybe I'll call him up. Do you think your sister would be willing to speak about her one-day encounter with James E. Cook, Jr.?
She might. Her first name is Nikita.
Okay, Nikita. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hi, Nikita?
Yes?
Yes, this is Craig Cobb of Vanguard Radio, and I received your number from your sister, Crystal Sterrett. And she'd been quoted in the press, and I phoned her up at work, and she told me about her one-day encounter with James E. Cook, Jr., and she said that you had gotten a vibe from him. She said my sister didn't like him, and I thought that was so very interesting.
Yeah, I was going to let him out on 273. I stopped, I pulled over, I locked it, and I was like, just get out.
Really?
And he was like, no, I'm just playing with you. And I was like, I don't like you. I thought I would never give you a ride home again.
Well, when he said playing with you, what kind of play was he involved in?
Like playing, like he was just, you know, joking with me.
But what was it about it that offended you so much?
He was just like, he was eating pizza, and I was just like, can you stop smacking your lips? And he done it, he just kept doing it. Uh-huh. And then he said something smart to me. He was just like, he was like, do you have an attitude?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, well, do you want to get out of my car?
What kind of attitude is that? Nigritude or what?
I had no idea. I was just like, so do you want to get out of my car right now?
Uh-huh.
And he was just like, no, I'm just playing with you. I was like, yeah, well, I don't like you. I will never give you a ride home again.
Mm-hmm.
And I unlocked the door, and I was like, you can get out if you want to keep being smart. And I said, so if you're not going to, you know, get out, just keep your mouth closed the rest of the ride.
Well, did you know that he served 6 years in prison?
No.
Yeah,
for what?
A combination of charges. Gosh, I have them enumerated here somewhere. I'm looking on the internet. They're a great. They were two separate spells, I believe. One was 4 years and one was two. But of course, he was 34 years old. And Crystal was saying he had 9 children. Did he tell you that too? He told her he had 9.
Yes. And he had one on the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, he didn't say that. I hadn't heard that.
No, I think he had one on the way, something like that. I think that's what I heard.
Yeah, pardon me for asking, but in that last exchange you and I had, you sounded like you're a black girl, but your sister said she's white. Do you mind my asking?
Yes. Yeah? I'm mixed. My father's black.
Oh.
And my mother's white.
Oh, I see.
And my mother is her mother. Yes.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah. So of course. I mean, you had that, you know, had a cultural commonality with him that your sister didn't have, I suppose, you might say.
Yeah.
Mm. And yet you picked up on what he was, that he potentially was dangerous, and she didn't.
And he was, exactly, and he was joking around about being some type, I forgot, but I remember he said something about being violent. And I remember, because he was being physical, and I was like, if you touch me, I was like, I'm going to hurt you.
He said that?
No, I told him that. I was like, if you touch me, I'm going to hurt you.
Well,
and he just started laughing. And I was like, I'm not playing with you.
Did he have a wild look in his eyes when he mentioned the word violence?
No, I mean, no. He just he said something about smack. No, he said he was going to backslap me. That's
backslap you?
Yes, he was going to. And I was like, and if you touch me, I'm going to hurt you. And he started laughing. I was like, ha ha, nothing.
Did he call you a biatch or anything like that?
Yes,
I mean,
yes, he did. Yeah, he did.
Is it biatch or biatch?
Yeah, the B word. I think it was a biatch, something like that.
Biatch?
Yeah, but I just wasn't liking him. I wasn't having it, and I was too through.
Well, you must be a young girl, and he's 34 anyway, right?
Yes.
Do you mind if I ask your age?
18.
Oh, you're 18. Well, okay, yes. You're a young woman, yes.
Yeah,
and it's congratulations for having the prescience to realize apparently he's a very dangerous being.
Yeah, I see now. But I mean, after he got out the car, I told my sister, I was like, if you ever do that to me again, and she was like, what? He didn't have a ride. I was like, I don't care. He can walk. He can ride his bike. I was like, I will never do that again.
Well, your sister said at the Payless that one day she worked with him that he was a really good singer and dancer. Did you notice that? Did he sing in the car? Or?
No, she was telling me about it. He said he was a good singer. He was like mumbling to the words on the radio.
Uh-huh.
So I turned the radio up louder so I couldn't hear him.
You really didn't like him, did you?
Not at all, no.
K- Gosh. Did he have a weapon? Did he say? You probably don't know about that, do you?
No, he didn't have anything. He just walked out, like, when I picked him up my sister from work, mm-hmm. and she was like, can you give my friend a ride home? And I was like, I guess so. Mm-hmm. And so he got in the car. Well, she sat in the car, and he came out of the liquor store,
mm-hmm.
and he was eating a pizza. I don't know if he got anything at the liquor store, but that's where he walked out of. Like, my sister was in the car for, like, maybe 2-3 minutes, and he was still in the store. I was waiting on him mm-hmm. to come out of the liquor store just so I could take him home.
Mm-hmm.
So right there was the first strike, because I was just really ignorant.
Did he want to take control of your radio or your CD player or something? Did he do that?
I mean, yeah. He was like, I have my radio, because I like to drive my radio up loud.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like I have people in the car talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
But he was just like, I pulled up, and he was like, oh, so you got a radio, so what?
So
and
what?
I was just, exactly. I was like, so what? What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, like, I would turn a song. He'd be like, why'd you turn that? Just keep it there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, look, this is my car. I do what I do with my car.
I guess so.
Exactly.
And, well, I'm glad you figured this fellow out so easily.
Yeah.
Have the police come and talk to you or your sister?
No, they didn't talk to me. I know somebody interviewed my sister was interviewed.
She was.
I think a reporter.
Well, you know what Crystal said, that he said he's going to be famous someday, so maybe
yes,
he thought.
Yeah, he was just like, you guys are going to know my name soon. I'm going to be famous.
Do you think he had the idea that he was going to be some kind of serial killer or something? Or what?
I would have never thought. I mean, I knew he was a bastard and all that, but I never would have thought anything like that.
Mm.
I don't like to think that way.
Well, what's the expression? It's real. Keep it real.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But he was a loser anyway. I didn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just crazy. I saw him on the TV, and I was just like, wait a second. I took him home one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I meant to call my sister, but I actually fell asleep. And I told her, and I was like, Crystal, what was that man's name that we took home? She was like, I don't remember. James. I was like, that's the guy that got arrested for the UD girl.
Well, why do you think he worked at all? You think his probation made him work? Because with 9 kids, he could collect a whole lot of welfare, right? Or his wife.
Well, I think it might have been his probation, because I know if you... That's a violation of probation if you don't work.
Mm-hmm. Who hired him? Diane over at the university store or the college shop store?
I have no idea.
Uh-huh. Well, I just wonder if they knew he was a felon, because sometimes I think felons lie about that.
Yeah, I wonder.
Mm.
I mean, wow.
Well, listen, thank you very much for speaking with us today, Nikita.
You're welcome.
Are you the manager, Diane?
Yes,
this is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio. I was calling about your former employee, James E. Cook, who's been charged in the murder of Lindsay Bonestall.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if he was a good worker, Diane, and how long he'd worked there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't say anything.
Payless said not to say anything?
I just can't say
anything. Does Payless have a drug testing program, ma'am?
I'm sorry. I can't say anything.
Are you sorry that Miss Bonestall has been murdered in such a horrendous way?
I can't say anything about anything.
Can't even say about that, huh?
I'm sorry.
Did you hire him, ma'am?
I can't say anything.
Are you black?
I cannot say anything.
And what do you think about blacks murdering whites 7 times the rate of whites murdering, which is what our Department of Justice says? What do you think about that?
Oh, this is a racial matter, ma'am.
Yeah, it is racial, because that's what the Department of Justice says.
Oh, well,
can you talk about it now that it's racial? Are you coming out of your shell a little bit?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
I can't say anything.
You just said you can't say anything, but then you said, oh, it's a racial matter. You bet it's a racial matter. We're sick of African Americans murdering white girls.
Thank you, sir.
Neil Thomas.
Mr. Thomas, Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
Good.
Good. I'm calling about this tragedy involving one of your students, Lindsay Bonestall, who was murdered. And as she was a journalism student and we're involved in journalism, we thought we'd see how it's going at the university. I personally wondered if maybe the university is considering some sort of trust fund, a scholarship fund dedicated to her name. Oftentimes universities do this.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there is a scholarship set up now.
Oh, there is.
Yeah. Actually, We have an online site with some information.
Oh, what is that?
And I'd be glad to send that along to you. Do you have an email address?
Sure. Before I give you that, I can do that at the end of the call. But if I might, I just wondered if I could ask you a few questions about how the students are taking it at all and so forth.
Sure. Probably the better spokesperson would be Cynthia Cummings, who's one of our student life people. She was dealing very closely with the whole situation and with the family and with the students.
Is that student light or student life?
Student life.
Life. Some of the online reports say that there was some writing on the bathroom wall at the crime scene. And, of course, the police, I guess, can't comment on that. But I wondered if somehow locally there's been any conjecture as to what that might have been.
Actually, no one has any idea. I mean, obviously, there's been rumors and whatnot, but nobody other than the police has any idea.
But surely, if it was some sort of a hate speech, there would have been that would have been open to a great community openness and discussion, I should say. In other words, these things are normally broadcast immediately.
Yeah, we. Really,
so it wasn't that. It might have been of a sexual nature or demonic, so to speak.
Yeah, no idea whatsoever.
Well, I'm going to phone these other people. Thank you very much, Mr.
Thank you.
Please stay tuned to Vanguard Radio for more updates to this story and other investigative exclusives. Also visit govnn.com and vnnforum.com. The Aryan Alternative. News and views for whites you won't find anywhere else. The Aryan Alternative is a print publication of uncensored news for whites. Issue 2 is available now. Be the first in your neighborhood to distribute news without the Jews by ordering 100 copies for $12 through the Vanguard News Network. Visit govnn.com for ordering information. The Aryan Alternative and the Vanguard News Network. No Jews, just right.
You're listening to Vanguard Radio.